without remorse or regret or reserve. No matter the master this madness may serve, I'm counting on you, on you, on you, on you, on you. I'm counting on you.
Position for yourself. All right, welcome to 91.5 FM. This is WMFO in Medford. It's 5:14 in the afternoon, and we are in training. If you guys, what microphones are you guys on? You're on 4. I'll bring you up.
Hello.
Could you not hear? Yeah. Oh, was a knob up? You can try the volume controls. Well, all right. What microphone are you on?
Came off. That's 3.
It's on 3, yeah. did you break it?
I don't know. It was just like that. Crazy stuff.
I can hear him.
Can you hear yourself
now?
Yeah,
I can hear in this
okay,
one.
Sweet. So yeah, that's actually a good pointer is that those knobs control the volume for your headphones.
We're always training.
Did it fall off? Or like,
is it like off? Yeah, I was like,
I'll send a message to ops to let them know like something needs to be fixed.
Way to go, trainee.
Wow, great start. So yeah, this is a remedial training session, meaning these guys failed terribly on a quiz.
And really bad.
I have to bring them back
really bad.
From the dead.
Thanks, John.
It's all right. It's all right. Just admit to your faults, and from there you can move on. First step is acknowledgement. But yeah, they'll have their shows, hopefully, by next week or the next week after, since spring break is coming up. So a lot of people are not going to be in town.
Yeah.
And people are not required to come into their shows or like send out an email to sublist group. Like that's not required because we know it's spring break. Do you guys have ideas for your shows? Charlie, I want to start with you.
Yeah. So I guess I'm just gonna play some tunes that I enjoy. Maybe do some theme shows. You know, do some, like a throwback show or maybe like just you know
like throwback music. Like yeah, or like yeah, themed
like,
shows
like a back to your middle school days. You know,
like bar mitzvah season type thing.
Yeah.
I have a very specific playlist in my mind that I like whenever a song's playing at a party. I turn to my friend like this is like bar mitzvah season like music because like everyone has that generation of like their friends that all had bar mitzvah around
exactly.
the same times.
Yeah,
but, yeah.
That's a good idea. I like it. A little throwback music.
Yeah, I do that too. I go like throwback. Back like 90s and 2000s, early 2000s R&B and soul.
I peaked in middle school. So
that's great. Yeah. Nothing wrong with admitting that.
I play old school like Usher and like R. Kelly
yeah,
and stuff
exactly.
like that. Yeah,
why
that's
not?
It.
Yeah. Why not? It's a good time.
A good staple of like by Mr. Season songs would be OMG by Usher. That song.
That gets definitely. The kids on the floor.
Yeah, it definitely does. It was a long time ago. Same with what's that song called? Like the Apple Bottom Jeans.
Boots oh, yeah, yeah.
That one. Yeah. I forget what it's called. But that one too. So yeah, do you have a name for your show?
I have no idea.
It's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it's like who I am.
Yeah. By the way, this is Let's Play Live for those of you that are just tuning in or like don't know what the show is. I am your host, and this is Let's Play Live. just so I can throw my name out there.
Yeah, you gotta do it. Yeah.
I got an original idea. What How about it? Charlie's Show? right. I
mean, Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, Charlie's Angels.
It's just you.
It says, it's just me. And
it says
all my
everything
angels.
You need to know about your show. It's your show.
Yeah.
I low-key might just steal Charlie MGH because one of my friends Ooh. Has, that's what he names his house.
So. Totally do it.
Yeah,
I don't
this
know.
Is solid. Do you have a DJ name? Or are you just going to go with your name?
I think I'm just going to go with Charlie.
All right, that's,
get
that's
my
solid.
Name out there, then I'll change it up.
Yeah, once you get the crowd.
Once you get established.
Gotta get my name street cred.
Yeah, I got, I started off with DJ, DJ G, I think, because my last name's Garcia, but I changed on to DJ John G.
DJ John G?
Yeah.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah,
DJ John G.
DJ John G. But I felt like it had like a ring to it. A little too long of a ring to it. But now I just like, I'm just John. I'm just DJ John, if anything.
Yeah, gets the, yeah. It, that's yeah, who you
gets
are.
Gets the point across.
Yeah.
But yeah, how about you?
John
do you have
G.
an idea for your show?
I do, actually. I write for a music blog here in Boston called Music Savage.
Wow.
I've been doing that since
Throw the plug in there. Where should we go? Where do you want
to... Hey, man. I'm always... these past two Fridays, when I was training with Edward, I was totally plugging that show. And I kind of felt bad for a moment, then I was like,
nah.
I got to get it out there. So we cover... Basically, music from everywhere. It's a site about a bunch of friends who write about music that they love. Music Savage mm-hmm. is for people who really love music. We write reviews about stuff we love. We don't talk bad about anybody. Because mm-hmm. if you're in a band and you're trying, we may not like it, but you're doing something that I'm not doing. Like, you're
exactly.
putting yourself out
yeah.
there.
That's
and,
awesome.
Yeah, and so, you know, we love music, and we want people who go to Music Savage to love music, too. So my idea... is
with a, name, with a name like Savage, you would think that it's very like
I know
hardcore
and
without like reason,
no remorse,
like savagely
yeah.
nice.
To yeah,
savagely
yeah,
nice.
Nice.
You guys are so nice. It's like disgusting and inhumane.
Gross.
And we rip everybody to shreds very sweetly.
Yeah, so that they like us still.
Yes. So that's my show. It's gonna be. We have new music on the blog every week, and my mm-hmm. show will focus on the music that the four of us have put up. The week prior and just talk about local music. We're trying to focus a lot about on the local scene, because I think Boston has a really great local scene.
Yeah.
It's totally underplayed, and I want to kind of bring it to the forefront. So a lot of local music, and it's just going to be the Music Savage Show.
Sweet.
Ryan. I'm going to go by my name as well. I'm not going to finagle that.
Pretty good.
Thanks, yeah,
man.
And then,
that sounds awesome.
Yeah, especially if you have a large local scene because of all these colleges, and like there's always those college bands that like are starting to grow, and like, that's where a lot of bands usually find their like ground. To, like,
exactly.
Just,
like we were just talking about Passion Pit. Like those guys, they started, you know, and they had to get help. True. And I'm not saying Music Savage helped them at all, but local blogs.
No, Music Savage.
Yeah, we totally shot those guys.
We made those guys. They're just ungrateful.
But now they're not returning my calls.
They've forgotten their roots.
Yeah.
But it's that thing. It's the, you know, there's really a great well of music here, and you never know which one of those bands is going to, you know, rise to the top. So.
Yeah. Exactly. So. Make them friends before they're too big to forget you.
No, that's what we do.
So yeah, 5:20, and we're gonna go back into the music. If we might be practicing answering calls after this, so if you hear like random voices slash the music just cutting off, like, I don't know why.
That's just the trainees.
That's right, it's just the trainees.
It's just
it's
us.
Fine. There's something else I wanted to mention. I forgot what it was. Going over the music. Yeah, that was Shuffle with Bombay Bicycle Club, along with Whole Life Story, which we started off with Passion Pit. I kind of didn't have a set list going in. I forgot to make one. I usually have one making in going in, but I had a lot to do today. Was not able to get to it, but it's fine. I'm just going to shuffle one of my like favorite playlists, even though it has a lot of different varying songs. So I just queued up 2-3 songs, so we should be good. But otherwise, up next is She's a Riot by the Jungle Giants, and that's a fun song. So enjoy that while we continue training.
All right,
see ya.
Right beside me, saying all the things you'd never done. There's not much time and less to say. Oh, please, just come away. You could be my lady, and we'll walk the streets for no reason, maybe. Just till you see, you won't be so lonely. When you're
fight for you, run, boy, run. They're trying to catch you, run, boy, run. Running is a victory, run, boy, run. Beauty lies behind the hills. Run, boy, run. The sun will be guiding you, run, boy, run. They're dying to stop you, run, boy, run. This race is a prophecy, run, boy, run. Break out from society. War is another day, hey. And you don't have to hide away, yeah. You'll be a man. Journey to run, boy, run. The secret inside of you, run, boy, run. This race is a prophecy, run, boy, run. And disappear in the trees. War is another day, hey. You don't have to hide away, yeah. You'll be a man, boy. But for now, it's time to run, it's time to run. Tomorrow is another day, hey. When the night fades away, yeah. You'll be a man, boy. But for now, it's time to run, it's time to run.
again. All things go, drove to Chicago. All things know, we sold our clothes to the state. I don't mind, I made a lot of mistakes. Slept in parking lots. I don't mind, I was in love with the place. In my mind, I made a lot of mistakes. Crying in the van with my friend, it was for freedom from myself and from the land. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes.
All things go to recreate us. All things grow, all things grow. We had a mindset. All things know, you had to find it. All things go, all things go.
Hello, welcome back to Let's Play Live. It's 5:37, and we're gonna finish up with a few more songs. We're done training, right, guys? I think we're pretty much covered everything we have to cover.
Yeah, I think Charlie and I have now redeemed ourselves in your eyes, right?
Hopefully, we've passed. Think so. I just hope that, like, you know, I don't give you my blessing and having a show, and then you have a show, and then like nothing is usable again. Like, just break everything. Maybe not.
I mean, that could happen, I suppose.
I thought that was the theme of my show.
Oh, to come in and just make everything a mess.
I mean, yours is called Savage, so we should expect something bad to happen.
Yeah.
I think the only weird thing that's ever happened is, like, for me, I usually, like, whenever my show times, I always have to find out, like, who's before me and who's after me. And I always have a community member after me. But I think my first semester, I had a show after me. I think it was Brian, and he's really well known around here. He had a show, and he brought, like, when he came in, and I was like, oh, hey, what's up? Behind him kept on coming, like, it was like clown car. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like 12 people came in, they just like all sat down around, and I was like, there's four microphones. I don't know how this is going to happen, but they ended up having a show. I just walked out. I was like, he knows what he's doing. Clearly, I cannot question that, but I was just like, I was thinking, it was like, how would I have, I don't have 12 friends to bring on here. Like, how do I bring?
I know that guy came with a posse.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It was like crew. Cause many community members have like theme shows or like have like, you know, a following, a very good amount of followers. So like they'll bring people on. But yeah, that was, quite the experience. And I don't know if you guys noticed, but the art around in the room is very, like, very open, and you guys are always free to, like, draw
things.
That's
great. So I can come in and just take a panel?
I would hope not, because I think these panels are pretty much of art.
I'm not going to. I mean, not take a panel, vandalize.
You vandalize it.
Yeah, I'm not going to steal it. I mean, I can, like, pick
can
a,
draw,
panel
you can pick
and draw
a panel
on
and draw entirely on it.
Wow. Oh, no, I think one of those would look real well in my dorm.
Yeah.
I really like the mind over bladder one. It's probably the best. I really
That's pretty great, mind over bladder.
My favorite part of this art one behind us is the Iron Man and Abraham Lincoln right behind you, because without that poster there, you can see that they're like, it kind of looks like they're looking at each other, and it's very bizarre.
Oh, that's pretty great.
But yeah. There's a lot of interesting things. I've marked, I think, that face over there using the hole in the panel, that's me. I made that stickman figure with some friends, and then I have that thing over there that I didn't write the Free Cosby thing, but below that there's like a dragon with like a bunch of figures fighting it. That was me also. I have some friends that came in from out of town who had brought to the radio show, and they like wrote their like signature and like marked it very in pencil somewhere along the wall, very small. So just the fact that you can do that is really always really nice.
There's a whole blank wall behind us here. Why has not been touched? Is that
I have no idea. The only
it's
rule,
really it looks really odd.
Yeah, the only rule is that you can't draw on anything that has this blue painting on it or the red.
Okay.
The graffiti policy is right up there. It's like things you may not draw on.
Hey, look at that. The station, honest to God, has a graffiti policy.
It does. Studio A walls, except the mural, is things you may not
draw. We can't do anything on the window shades. I was going to make eyes on the window shades.
Things you may draw on are ceiling tiles, vinyl shelves, bathrooms. Have you seen the bathrooms?
Yeah, the bathrooms.
They are works of art.
Studio A and back hall murals. That's probably the reason that you can't, there's no drawing on this one, because you can't. It says Studio A walls. You cannot draw on them except the mural. Yeah. Which is why there's only things on the mural.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Makes perfect
sense.
So good
thing I didn't preach the wrong thing here. I tell you, like, please go mess up that wall right now.
You know Charlie's going to do it anyway, right?
Yeah, of course.
I'm just feeling wild tonight.
Yeah, there's nothing else to like point out here. Other than, have you guys seen the volume controls out in the hallways? Like, you can control your the speakers out in the hallways, and especially when you walk in, there's knobs to control that if you ever want to, like, take note of that, because I like to walk out there and like set the vibe for my show, like bless it, or like,
turn
very low, like like a coffee coffee house type thing where
that's
it's like
beautiful.
Slow vibe. Yeah,
everyone's gonna listen to my show.
Everyone, no matter if they want to or not.
Yeah, they don't have a
story.
Gonna
hear
to.
It.
They're going to listen.
My first show freshman year, my first show ever was 2 to 4 a.m. because I asked for a 2-hour show. I wanted a 2-hour show on Sunday mornings. So Saturday night I would stay up, which is not bad at all. If it was a school night, it'd be very bad. Saturday night, up anyway, and just go and sometimes bring friends, but it was 2 to 4 a.m. So I would come home at like 4:30 and go to bed.
That's
on Sunday.
Great.
It's not that bad because you can sleep in.
Exactly.
There was actually a show after me. He is a community member. He's had the show for 15, 20 years now. His show's from 4 to 6 a.m. and it's called The Brown Show. It talks about sports and different things.
Wow.
Really early. For those early birds that drive
there are. There's a lot of people out there getting ready to go to work.
Exactly.
They want to hear about sports.
So you were telling me about the reason that now you're wanting to make this radio show here at WMFO.
Yeah.
So you want to tell me about that?
Yeah. I've been a DJ. I started DJing when I went to college. in 94. Did I say that out loud? Did you guys hear that?
I was born in 95, so I don't know if that like correlates, you know.
Yeah, maybe it does. No, but you're from Chicago and I'm from Connecticut,
exactly.
So. I started DJing. I went to school at WestCon in Danbury. And I started DJing pretty much the third day of my freshman year in school. And I spent a good part of the rest of my college life at the station, which was why my grades were so poor.
Mine are trash. I don't even spend time here that much.
I spent every waking hour. We had people, I did what you did. I would come in and go on the air at 1, but I wouldn't leave until 6 or 7. Wow. I spent most of my life there. And I took the 7-year college plan. And so, but XCI now is the same. It's the same as here, where you have community members as well.
Yeah.
So now I can go back, and I'm an alumni, so I get to go back and go on the air pretty much whenever. But it's the drive from Boston to Danbury, which is almost 4 hours, that kind of put the kibosh on me doing that a lot. So I heard about this place. My coworker Belinda does a show on Saturday nights called Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Oh, yes. Enough,
and she, I work with her, and she's like, you need to get back on the air. And she told me about this. I tried a couple of, I think last year, and I didn't go anywhere. Came in for to take a look at the station, and I guess maybe things were in transition, but never really heard back about it.
What, you like about training?
Yeah, training and stuff like that. And it's fine. I just kept at it.
Yeah,
and and then I finally came through, and I trained with Edward, and he was great. And I miss it. You know, I do the Music Savage writing, but I really love being on the air. I'm a ham. I loved, you know, talking to people, and I loved playing music, so it was perfect.
Yeah. And it sounds like what you want to do. Do you want to have like a 1-hour, 2-hour show? Would you hope for a 2-hour show?
I would hope for a 2-hour show.
Yeah, because like it just gives you more content to
gives
work
you
with.
More content.
An hour is like
an
very...
hour, but I get into my groove in about 40 minutes, and then you're like, I'm ready for this, and then it's over. So.
But yeah, especially when you have content to talk about,
right.
It definitely gives you a better flow.
Right, but I know I'm new, so I'll take what I can get.
Yeah, exactly.
Until I can rule. So.
Catch me in 4 years, I'll be owner of the station.
Excellent. You and I are going to be friends.
Yeah, but what I was saying is that, so you basically like did the whole thing where you're like, you know, like how they say, you either die a hero, live long enough to see yourself become. You live long enough to see yourself become a community member.
Yes.
And you came back to the station, and there you are.
Yeah. That's right.
So yeah, I'm still gonna probably be on the exec board and training all the new trainees for the rest of my time here because
cool.
I love it.
Yeah.
And I like showing people the new. I'm actually interested. How did you get training set up for this semester? Like, how did you get up? Were you getting emails from me?
Yes.
Is that because you sent me an email, or did you go to the did you go to the GIM meeting?
When I went to that.
You filled it up?
Yep.
Okay. How did you hear about that?
From my coworker, from Belinda. Yep.
So they heard it. Yes, because that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So good thing you had friends who will let you know about the GIM.
Exactly.
Because usually it's only students that know because we spread it out on campus.
Yeah, like, but I have the inside. I got the inside, girl.
And we have our GIM who sends out to the staff list saying, like, our GIM is this day, so if you know anyone who's interested, let them know.
That's awesome.
So that's exactly what happened. So that's good. It's 5:46, so we have less than 14 minutes left. And there is a show after me. There's a show after me, but it's a rotating schedule. Like, it's two DJs that one takes 1 week, the other takes the next.
No.
So I always have to keep track of which one's which on which day. I want to say last time was, let me look at the schedule. Friday, there's Let's Play Live. There's the bingo show with Steve, and then there's Easy Ed's Variety Hour.
So it's one of those two.
It's one of those two.
All right.
I wish I could remember which one was last week. I had trainees here last week. But yeah, everything should be in order. We're just going to go fill out those DJ agreements. And
you sure you want to give Charlie a show? Are you sure?
Oh,
I'm not
know.
Even sure, man.
Yeah, he's not even sure.
Dude, I'm not even allowed to drive.
All right. Cut his mic.
Yeah, just
I was never here.
Yeah, I'm going to play a few songs while we work everything out on the side, and I'll be back at the top of the hour to introduce or say goodbye. Who knows? Yeah, this has been Let's Play Live, and we're going to go back into music. I think we have Walk the Moon set up next, and we're going to go into that. All right, see ya.
Bye.
When I come home, oh, I hear you washing in the shower.
flashes of you. Even steam pouring through the crack at the floor.
And I'm frustrated with myself, but I can't change. I don't want to be me anymore. And all the ticks and talks and clicks of clocks that tell time tell me this is just a we'll be right back.
All right, gonna kind of have to cut that song short because it's 5:57, and up next is it the Bingo Show?
Easy as Variety.
Easy as, see.
You were so close. Oh, it was 50-50 chance.
It was 50-50 chance. I can't keep track. But yeah, that's up next, and I'm tuning out here with Charlie and Ryan with me.
It's been great. Charlie's been great meeting you.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Oh, is yours not on? I don't hear you. Do you hear him?
Say it again. Say something again.
It's been nice to meet you.
He is saying it was nice to meet me, which is very nice.
Never mind.
But
the board changed.
I didn't hear him.
It's the board change.
Oh, it's the board change.
Yeah.
Hey.
There I am.
Now safe so the world can hear.
It was very nice to meet you as well.
All right, that's nice. See, that was
an absolute pleasure. Now we can all acknowledge it. It happened. All right. So, hope to see you guys having a show.
Yes.
And,
thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for your help. I appreciate it.
Play some good songs here and there, and we learned some things. So, going to hand it off. Have a good spring break, everyone. We'll be right back.